I got to take. I'm mesmerized by listening to it now and editing it and putting it on GarageBand. I'll see your gross and.
You did it first.
No, but I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad I'm here.
You know why?
Why?
I am genuinely. You got spooge on your.
No, it's just it's falling apart. Lots of
you know, I've
tape.
Got. I saw you put. No one's gonna understand anything we're saying.
Yeah,
and
I did.
I've got three other. I've got three brand new pairs at home.
Can I have a pair?
Of course, you can have a pair.
Because these are grimy.
Me headphones. Sue headphones.
These headphones on my head are grimy.
I don't want anything grimy on your head. No, I really think I need to talk about this on the podcast, but I don't want to be too hurtful. That's my concern.
Hurtful to me? Don't be hurtful to me.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
You're so mean to me.
I am trying to figure out how I can be mean to you and get away with it.
Right.
No, here's... I am genuinely, and I don't want anybody to laugh at me, and I don't want you to laugh at me, and I don't want...
That's your concern. We're going to break this down sentence by sentence. You're concerned that people are going to laugh because of how you feel about what we're going to talk about.
I'm going to go off on something, and I'm going to sound like an angry old guy, but I am passionate about it, and...
Please don't.
I'm upset about it, and I'm concerned about it, and I don't know what to do about it.
Is it music?
It's comedy.
It's comedy.
I don't know what we're going to do in...
5 years, 10 years.
I was going to say 25, but you might be closer. 10 okay. years. Today's comedians...
Uh-huh.
And I'm not even going to say when we're recording this, but today's comedians...
Okay.
That generation is so... self-important, self-entitled, confident...
Do you think it's
unreasonably confident?
Do you think it's comedians or do you think it's that entire generation?
I'm concerning myself with comedians right now.
What am I in the generation you're speaking of?
No, I don't know. Well,
yes, I am.
Yes,
I'm 33 years old.
But you're
I recently read a
you're an anomaly. We all know it. Your soul's right there at 57, 56, 59.
Right. Amy Schumer is on the cover of Esquire magazine.
I don't get Amy Schumer.
You don't?
I don't.
After I read...
I'm sorry, I don't. And it's my constitutional right to think who I think's funny.
Do you have an Esquire magazine here?
Not here, no.
Esquire.
I don't have it here. Hang on, let's start the show and then we'll...
Let's do this.
We'll continue
Let's
on.
Let's do this.
You said it. I like that when that happens.
What's up, baby?
Give me a kiss. That's the wonderful Bob Schneider, who will be in Nashville, Tennessee, January 28th at a place called the Winery.
Yeah.
I think they might have wine there. And then in Chicago on... I don't remember. At a place called The Space.
Space.
And I'll catalog this into my Austin story. Maybe I'll go to Chicago and see it, right?
Oh, you can't go to Nashville, can you?
No, it's a Wednesday night.
Oh.
What do you mean? Oh, you're talking about the warrant? I can't go to Nashville? Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I killed a guy in Nashville just to watch him snore. No, wait a minute. That's not... Anyway, thanks for downloading the Off the Air podcast. The podcast which Pat Dixon said is the best he's done. We tap... What did we do? We tap... We use the medium the way we're supposed to use the medium.
We showed the potential of the medium.
Yes!
I didn't know if that was underhanded. Do you feel like that was slightly underhanded?
So if the potential of the medium's total shit, then we... By the way, this is Bob Schneider from the album The Californian. It's called Mudhouse. And you need to check out all Bob Schneider stuff. Okay, so let's get back to the state of comedy as I see it. And I genuinely am... I don't know. Maybe I want to back off on Amy Schumer a little bit. I mean, she does have a popular show, but I mean, it's real.
No, I'm just saying she's on the cover on Esquire.
It seems to me to be a very,
they asked
very
her
basic
questions. And but she was in. She was also in Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Saw that one.
Yeah?
No, I mean, I saw it on the menu.
You chose not to.
Chose not to watch it.
Okay. Well, in that, Jerry Seinfeld tells her, he goes, I don't get this generation. I don't get it.
No shit.
He does. He says, I don't get it. He said, he goes, why you burn your material after you've done it? You only do like there's this big thing right now with right. comedians, and if they use it for a year and then they never use it again,
whole new hour, right.
But Louis started that.
I'm not against that. I'm not against getting rid of something
either. But here's how Jerry breaks it down for Amy. He says I don't know if he used the word conceited or what he said, but he said 25% of your audience has seen you before. So you're telling me that you're only doing your show, like that, I'm paraphrasing, obviously, mm-hmm. for that 25%, you're not going to give the other 75% of the audience who paid to see you.
Who hasn't seen you.
Your best jokes. The best you're not going to give them those because you're not going to ever use that stuff again. What? I don't get it. It's basically what he says to her.
My concern is that they, and I don't want to, we're pointing out Amy Schumer because we both know Amy, and we knew Amy when she...
I don't know Amy. Well, I've never met her. I know nothing about her.
We knew her before she got her TV show.
No, I'm interested because she and I are the same age. And I am interested in females that are my age that are comedians. I like to hear what they have to say. I don't know Amy. You know Amy.
Speaking,
I don't know Amy.
Speaking to that.
Yeah.
We may or may not have had some guests on our show today.
Uh-huh.
Or last week.
Or next week.
Or whenever it was.
Right.
I didn't think they were funny to the point.
Did you shut down?
I shut down.
Yeah.
I kept rallying.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was I was being interrupted because we got interrupted.
Really?
We got interrupted another show by Orny Adams, but it was fun.
Oh, you felt like he interrupted in a good way?
Yeah, and I interrupted him back.
Do you think he sounds like Drew Hastings, a young Drew Hastings? No? No.
Jack Freeman, I think.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
A little bit more.
What show's he on?
Orny?
Yeah.
Teen Wolf. But my point is,
right?
Maybe it's manners. Maybe it's just common sense.
Okay.
Maybe it's.
I need something specific other than they're not funny. Can you give me something more specific that they're not funny?
In my opinion.
In your opinion.
Not the show I work for.
No.
Not anybody I've ever met, including you.
Right.
This is my opinion.
Right.
Whatever the hell my name is, we'll call me Chick.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Right.
Rude. Inconsiderate?
Rude. Really?
Loud? Fake?
What was rude and inconsiderate?
Not hearing anything.
Oh, just waiting for their turn to speak.
Waiting for
a
their turn to speak?
Right. No, there's no conversing.
Couldn't wait.
Right.
To the point I wasn't the only one that was interrupted. I wasn't the
was
only
Tom
one.
Was Tom interrupted?
I can't speak to that, but if I said yes, I wouldn't be wrong.
Okay.
I should be the president.
You're confusing the shit out of me right now.
But
I didn't listen to said show. Okay.
On the air? Okay. We're not confrontational. I know you're teaching. We need to get to this.
Okay.
But you're only in your fourth day, so I don't know.
Day four.
But I don't know.
That's okay. No, we can talk about it.
I saw you were a lunch lady, though. You made lunch?
I have to make lunch. She's got to eat.
Did you put a hairnet on?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
But
you have the trays, though. I know you have the trays.
I don't still have the trays anymore. Mm-mm.
Those motherfucking trays. How much do those cost?
Never mind, probably.
How many times have I said that?
A lot.
Zero's the answer, jackass.
Oh, to me?
Yes.
Yeah. But what was the
look?
But
we all know. We all know.
Time out.
I have problem with a certain type of women. We all know that.
Females. No, I was just gonna say females. Because I don't know a female who could come in here and you would be completely open to it. I think you have a wall up as soon
well,
as.
Let's look at the list.
You have a list. Okay.
You're the only one on it right now.
I know, and I hate that.
No, Laura Duncan can come in. I respect her opinion. We talk about music. I love her to death.
Yeah. Thank Christ. My friend Jesse.
Jesse. I love Jesse to death.
Yes.
I do.
I know.
I'm concerned with her. I hope she's okay.
Right.
I wanna do anything I can to make her life better.
You love my cousin Kristen.
I love Kristen.
Yeah.
Only because she laughs and every now and then I see your face in there and you guys sound alike. That's not only why, but I love her. Kristen was swell from the get-go.
Yeah.
I like Christy. Christy and I get along, obviously. Most of the time. But what was my I'm still like
you're still shaken by it or bothered. So who?
And they weren't the only one women in the building that I lost my shit about. And I don't know how to confront the other situation because I was going to lose my mind.
Really?
Yeah. If someone offers you something.
Yeah, offer me something. Let's play the game.
Okay, would you like would you like a Diet Pepsi?
No, I don't like Diet Pepsi.
Oh, okay. Would you like something I made for you? Say no.
No.
No, thank you.
No, I'm okay. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Now, I'll do it the other way. I'll play you. You'll play me.
Okay.
Say no. No, thank you. Would you like this? Would you like to?
No, thanks.
Oh. Well. I see.
Oh. You didn't even have to flip it up. I just saw the name.
I don't know what it is.
It's her, A.
Okay, but...
A. It's her.
Is it my immaturity? Is it my...
Yes.
I can't discuss... Mm-hmm.
Because unless... this person... Because you are under the assumption, or in your experience, you feel like this person is A, sexually attracted to you.
I don't know about that.
Shut up. Yes, she is, and you know it. And A, B, 7... What I said was, you don't like, and you're not attracted to her, so you don't, you're like, nip, nip, ugh.
I'm not attracted to many women I get along with.
That's not true.
I get along with them incredibly.
We just named 3. You're 57 years old, and you can only name 3 women that you like.
I think, for starters, women should be in the kitchen.
You're so stupid.
Ideally barefoot. Mm-hmm. And
you like Joni.
I love Joni.
Oh.
But I feel bad because Joni does stuff for me all the time. When she's not doing something for me, she's asking me if she can do something for me. Is that why I like her so much?
No, because she's nice. She's team chick.
I just don't know what to do about this today. I would have given anything to had the capacity to set
but fucking why don't mother. You just, why to, don't you just be condescending to, with to, them? Like, just be funnier than them. Like, just give it back to them.
I couldn't be heard. I am not joking. And I'm not saying it's my show.
How many people were in here?
At one time? The most at one time?
Yeah. Were all these seats full?
Except this one.
1, 2, 3. And then the 3 of you. So there were 3 guests and the 3 of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then Drew was running
mm-hmm.
the board.
Because mm-hmm.
Jason texted me.
It's a mess in there. Was it the text?
Looks a little chilly in there. Yeah, why is it Bob Zaney on the podcast today? I wanted to do that. That's what I wanted to do.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
or I would have set it up.
Nope.
Well, no, he's on the road. He had to get to where the fuck ever.
Effingham.
I told you. Man, I'm funny. No, I don't know.
How was that, though? You totally downplayed it. And as soon as you were like, oh, yeah, no big deal, Jason texts me. He's like, it looks chilly in there.
Bob and I are like brothers, and eventually we'll get back to the place where we were. But Bob and I are having a problem right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he...
I feel bad, though, because it just sounds bad in here.
His way to address it...
It doesn't sound good because you... Maybe it's because I know you two are fussy.
You know the two of us way too well.
When I heard him on the show this morning, I was thinking about when he stayed at our house and we bought a bed to put in our spare bedroom and
we redid the office so he could stay in there.
I know. And it just still.
And he stayed at my house.
Well, that was
at
after.
My new house.
Yeah, that's something that I don't know anything about.
His way. We need to, and we have before, and mm-hmm. we've come back from it. You know what have you said about?
Your best friends are the ones you fight the hardest with.
We've all, Bob and I have had.
Or you have to have. I haven't said it that way. You have to have one big blow up before someone is considered a true friend. You don't have to fight with them forever, but you can't disagree and love each other all the fucking time and still be best friends.
Bob and I have had one big blowout, and we got past it.
Uh-huh.
Now, this one that we're going through right now is...
I think blowout and blow up are two different things.
Blowout? Is that when I get my hair done? A blowout?
A blowout?
Brazilian blowout?
Or if you, like, you know, if you rip your pants, you got a blowout. You got a... Your shoe. Your shoe separates from
the
sole.
Oh, the shoe, the blowout.
That's
shoe.
A blowout.
Yeah, that's a blowout. Mm-hmm. But we'll get this straightened out. Good. But his way of dealing with it is to be overly nice.
Emily, you like my friend Emily.
I love Emily. Mm-hmm. Emily's one of my favorite. Yeah, mm-hmm. She's great.
I think she's everybody's favorite. If you know Emily, she's your favorite.
Wherever
person.
She is right now?
She's smiling. I know.
And my way of dealing with him is when he's overly nice, I get madder. So
I think you do that in general. I don't think it's just with Bob. So he was overly nice today.
Here, let me get the door for you, chick.
Oh, in a condescending
shit
way.
Shit like that.
Oh, condescending.
Yeah.
Ugh.
This isn't going to go any farther than you and me, right?
Right, no, I don't think. Okay. Just you and I.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Guess who I saw the other day?
Weight Box.
Bud from Do It Best Hardware.
Bud called me.
Bud called me, too. Did he call you about a dog?
Didn't call me. I didn't call him back.
I didn't call him back either.
To be honest, I totally forgot. And then I was looking at my phone today and I said, oh, Bud called me. And then it gets to that point where it's too late to call back.
Right.
So uh-huh. What are you going
to
do?
Yeah. I always have that problem when people text me after I've gone to sleep. Do I text them at 6 o'clock when I wake up in the morning and say, oh, yeah, that's so funny. LOL. But it's that for them, that was 7 hours ago.
And you're probably waking them up.
Yeah. I never know what to do.
So anyway, I want the capacity to be able to say to, look, I'm not the god of comedy. I don't.
Oh, these people that were here today?
Yeah. I'm not the end all be all of the comedy scene.
Well.
But there are very few of.
In this room you are.
There are the very, very few comedians who are acting the way you do succeed. That's all.
Don't you like it that we get to be selective with who we have on our podcast?
I like that very much.
Me too.
The only one I regret is that we could have had Andy Woodhull on. I would like to have him on just to beat him up for a little bit.
Why?
I think he's funny. Plus, it turned out that...
He's not been on?
I don't think so.
I feel like he has.
He asked me if he could be on the podcast on a Thursday.
He invited himself?
He invited himself. And I said, Andy, Jess is kind of busy. She can't make it in today. And he took that as...
We hate you.
We hate you. Fuck you. We don't want to talk to you.
But you know what? You know how my
last... But that's the truth.
You know how my Thursdays have been?
I know. Yeah. I understand
Thursdays
that.
Thursdays have been unlucky lately.
I understand that totally.
Yeah.
But then the very next day, Andy Beningo was on. And he was great.
He was great. So...
Good old Andy.
So what happened was, 2 weeks ago, Thursday... 2 weeks ago, when was that? What day was that? Like the 14th?
Yes, we should have an update, yes.
January 14th.
Yeah, that was a bad day.
It was a bad day. We did the whole, it was our Christmas Eve podcast, I think, is what we considered it. When we told everybody that my daughter Addie has a rare condition that causes seizures disorders.
Right. She's 9 years old.
And when we did that, what number podcast was that?
I'm going to say 123.
Okay. Well, that podcast, I think you're right, 123. Well, that podcast, when I talked about it, I explained her seizures and what they look like and that she'd never had a grand mal seizure.
And the doctors had said they doubted that she would ever. What you're looking at now is pretty much the seizure she's going to have.
Correct. Well, Thursday the 14th, that all changed at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
She'd had a rough day and I could tell she'd had a rough day.
This is the day Andy Woodhull wanted to be on the podcast.
Yeah.
And I said, Jess has had a bad day. What do I tell him? her daughter had the first grand mal seizure, and she can't come in and do the podcast.
Yeah, you say that.
And
tell
I'm
them.
I'm not doing the podcast
without her. Tell
everybody. And another thing, this is a good point. Every now and then I'll get a tweet, and it doesn't happen very often. It happens less and less. But I'll get a tweet that goes, I listen for Chick, but Jess needs to keep her mouth shut, or something like that.
I haven't read that tweet, but thanks for bringing it up.
Listen to me now and believe me later. If you weren't doing the podcast, there would be no podcast, period. Right. End of story.
You wouldn't do it with someone else.
I wouldn't do it. And ask me about the T-shirts. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
So anyway, she has this grand mal seizure.
4:30 in the morning. I think she's shivering because it's cold outside, or right. Like I stole the covers or whatever happened. And I said, are you cold?
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't respond. And I realized, okay, that's not a shiver.
She's having
a grand mal seizure. And that's what happened. Right. So over the course, so from Thursday to Saturday, she had two. We were in the hospital. And now we're on a new medication.
But she was in the hospital all weekend.
Yeah, we were in the hospital.
Because this happened Thursday morning, and then Friday she had another one. And
no.
You, no, Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday she had another one.
And you had to call the ambulance.
We had to call an ambulance, yeah.
Right.
And so we were at Peyton Manning Children's Hospital, and they took...
And Peyton Manning came in and said...
Yeah, brought her a ball. No, he did not. That's not true.
I am Peyton Manning. Welcome
until
to
Thursday, I'd never seen a grand mal seizure.
You've never seen a grand mal seizure.
Yeah.
In your daughter, especially.
Right. Which is especially scary. And then Saturday, when it was all said and done, she had 11 seizures.
Right. 11.
And I don't want to get fed up with Western medicine, but I'm a little fed up with Western medicine right now.
Well, as I've always said,
I don't understand why I specifically go to the same hospital and see the same doctors and they ask me the same questions. Like, I'm not being rude, but I'm just concerned, or I'm curious why I have to tell the same information. Or do they think they're going to get different information if they ask me enough? Is this like an interrogation? Like, they're eventually going to get down to the root of it?
I would guess to
you
say,
think so?
It has something to do with insurance companies and lawyers and malpractice and...
Yeah, by the way, I got the bill for that. Insurance isn't going to cover that. Yeah. Isn't that nice?
And that's... insurance companies are just like the Supreme Court. They can choose to cover. They can choose to rule. Or they can rule in your favor. They can rule against you. Or they can choose to not rule at all.
Well, what happened was when she had her seizure on Thursday, called the doctor, went to her neurologist, they said... You have to put her on a medication. Now that she's had a grand mal seizure, we have to try something else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is my favorite part.
So
of medicine in our country today.
So we get the medicine. We get the prescription.
The doctors say
it's a controlled substance. It's a controlled substance, and so they have to write it out. You can't call it in. You can't, you know, have your nurse practitioner do whatever.
Right.
I had to have a piece of paper, had to take it to the pharmacy. Pharmacy calls the insurance company. Insurance company says, we don't cover this.
Right.
We don't cover this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, the insurance company says that because in their judgment, this medicine is not needed.
It's not necessary.
I've just gone through this with a medicine that I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's personal. And it's not for the podcast. It's not for anybody but me. I went through it for 6 months.
Yeah.
Not going to cover it. Not going to cover it. Not going to cover it. Oh, we'll cover it now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they don't cover it. So we do this Thursday night. We do it all day Friday, going back and forth with insurance and getting some kind of paper filled out by the neurologist that the neurologist is going to give to the insurance, and the insurance will okay it for the pharmacy.
Meanwhile, there's a
but
real...
But it's Friday night. It's Friday night at 5 o'clock, and all this stuff stops. It's not business hours anymore.
There's a real little girl.
There's a real little girl...
In the middle of this.
...who just had her first grand mal seizure, okay? So we have no medicine. We have no way of treating this. What do we do? So
and
she has another... She has another grand mal seizure on Saturday.
And you told me they don't call them grand mal seizures anymore.
No, they actually call them clonic-tonic seizures.
Tonic-clonic.
It sounds
like Dr. Seuss-ish.
But it is.
That's the name.
But there's a tonic seizure. There's a clonic seizure. There's a tonic-clonic seizure.
Right.
Whatever.
But everyone
knows. So then she has another one. So then we have to call the ambulance and the wonderful people at the Sugar Creek ambulance paramedics came to our home and took care of us. They don't let you ride in the back of the ambulance either. Mom's
Which I'm
parents.
Guessing is I'm another insurance company issue.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It sounds like I'm coming down on the insurance company.
So what happened?
It's only because I am.
So then we're in the hospital and they're like, what medication is she on? She's not on any medication. We can't get it through our insurance. Okay. Well, so then we get assigned like a social worker or something that's going to get in contact because there's a 9-year-old daughter. This is what they told me. You have to give her this information or you have to give her this medication. There's a 10% chance that your daughter will die of a seizure if she's not medicated. I know that's a low number, but kids with epilepsy who are untreated, 10% of them die. They die.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. My insurance won't cover this thousands of dollar medicine. So what's your suggestion?
And you're not a self-made millionaire, so... Mm-mm,
not yet. So Saturday,
all over again.
They give her the medicine. So now we have to stay in the hospital so that she'll get the medicine until the insurance approves us to get the medicine. Okay? This is what happens.
Right.
So now instead of just covering the medication... There's an ambulance ride, and there's a hospital stay, and there's the medication, and there's the meal, and there's the whatever else they had to do. So what they ended up doing was they gave us the medicine that we needed that night on Saturday and another medicine, and then they gave us what they call a loading dose on Sunday night.
Right.
And that is supposed to hold her over until...
You get the okay.
Until we get the okay.
Or you
well,
get the
medicine. Well, guess what? We didn't get the okay soon enough. And on Wednesday, she had 8 seizures on Wednesday. The loading dose wore off, and she had 8 seizures on Wednesday. Yeah. But like, then we got the medicine.
Like 2 days ago.
No. This was the week
after. Oh, the
after.
Week before. Yeah. But then the medicine, magically.
But then the medicine came.
The medicine came through.
But then we got the medicine. And now she's been seizure-free for 9 days, which this is the longest we've gone in a long time.
Right. So, and... We got to go see Paddington.
Yeah, and Tricky came and took the kids to Paddington.
Great movie.
Yeah, they both said it was good.
I use code names for them.
So
Morty and Audrey.
When Addie started having grand mal seizures, and or when this started, we decided she's out of school, and I'm homeschooling now. I am a for real, not for real, because you'd be shocked at how lenient the homeschool standards are.
We're a little fuzzy on trying to be fast enough to save lives.
Right.
But if you're going to try to homeschool your kid, hang on just a minute.
No.
That's fine.
No, it's fine. No,
Willy-nilly, you go right ahead. Shape a young mind for the rest of their life.
I want to say it is...
Like getting the driver's license?
The Department of Education. No, it's...
Easier
no.
than that?
No.
Could I be a homeschool teacher?
It's...
I'm a resident.
Yeah, you could be a homeschool teacher.
Can I come over and give a guest lecture?
Sure. What are you going to teach?
Hey, listen up, kids. Listen up.
Where does the radio come from was a real question. And I said, you should ask Chicky.
Where does the radio come from?
That's what she said. And I was like, I don't know.
Well, there are giant corporations. And the radio
doesn't
really exist anymore, Addie.
I think she meant like, how does the radio come through in our car and in our house?
Oh,
and that's what she meant.
They're a very large corporation. And... regular radio really doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
They're
right.
Giant satellites. And
So anyway, I'm homeschooling. And
and you're lunch lady.
And I'm lunch lady. But the so the deal is that your kids, and this is even in public schools, there has to be 4 hours of instruction, organized instruction or something like that. Is the words.
So, and do they give you forms to fill out signifying that these 4 hours of instruction have happened every day?
Who? The DOE?
Whoever. Department of Education.
No.
Huh?
Uh-uh. No.
So, is it possible for a child to be homeschooled and then all they have to do is take a test and they attend a university?
I think so. I don't know. There's state standards,
so the
obviously.
So the big test coming. Are you going to have to participate in ISTEP?
No, you don't have to participate in ISTEP.
Hmm. Well, that's reason enough to homeschool right there.
Mm-hmm. There's a homeschool law. 180 days of instruction is what's required. Okay?
That's 6 months.
180 days of instruction.
Give or take.
Attendance records? There is no special form for attendance records. That's what it says on the website.
Do you have to choose a nickname for
Please
the school?
Note that the law allows local public superintendents to request copies of your child's attendance records.
Oh, here we go. There so you would have to report to the superintendent
at our school.
At the school.
Okay, yeah.
So there's a possibility you need to do that, or just the possibility you're not ever going to have to do it?
I highly doubt it. Yeah. I think that if there's a concern that the educating isn't happening, that's might be what happens, but
this
know.
Is all fuzzy, isn't it?
It is really fuzzy. But
why
I think
is
it's
so fuzzy?
I don't know.
It's the same thing with the
because I think that the DOE thinks if you're taking the time to homeschool your kids, if you're taking the time to go to the website and register them as a homeschool student.
Oh, okay. So there is a registration process you need to go through. You had to register her as a homeschool student.
I did. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, all this reminds me of this. Saying this is going to make me sound like an alcoholic, but.
Uh-huh.
There was a point where I had. I normally have a drink to go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
And there was a point where I had too many drinks to go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
And I went to sleep, but I went to sleep really well.
Uh-huh.
And a good friend of mine who needed me in a time of crisis tried to contact me, and I was not available.
Uh-huh.
Long story short, today I've been 14 days.
Without a drink.
No drinks.
No drinks.
I'm still drinking Diet Pepsi, which could be worse than alcohol, but still, no alcohol.
That's good. Good for you.
But I'm trying not to. I'm telling my brain I'm not making it a big deal. I'm not like, is that good? Maybe that's not good.
I think counting the days makes it a big deal. No?
Maybe. You know, a lot of my friends are recovering or in the program or know all the. I was a participant in my own life. Oh,
is that a thing
all
they
those
say?
Catchphrases, yeah.
Well, don't shit on it. It works for some people.
I guess.
Maybe it would work for you.
Maybe I'm too cynical. Maybe that's why these young kids coming up in Comedy Day, they're just trying. Maybe I'm just a fucking asshole.
Well, you're a fucking asshole, but that's not why.
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a little bit too late to be getting this kind of feedback. Somebody shake their head yes behind
yes.
me. Jason, I am not a fucking asshole, Jason.
Give me the thumbs up.
Why don't you come in and say hi?
He's busy.
Yeah.
He's got lunch. He just came back from lunch.
Oh, what'd you get? Can I have a bite? What you got? Okay.
I think he's got a sausage for you to take a bite of.
he's doing the stance. The
yeah,
sausage
yeah, it looked
stance.
Like it looked like it was coming out.
Anyway, so I'm actually very excited about that. And
about being sober?
Yeah, a lot of my friends are going, "Sounds terrible. Look great. You look swell. You got to feel better." And I'm like, "Not especially." So,
who's they?
The next, that damn Potasnik. He goes, "You got to feel better." The next thing I have to do though is get back to the gym. Are you going
or
to the gym?
Stop talking about
are
him.
You going to have a seat. Pull up a microphone.
Pull it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, our former colleague Jason.
There's a lot more equipment in here.
Coffee.
Well, Dean
what the
was
hell's
here
going
last
on?
Week.
You know, you might be a little loud there, buddy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
Dean
fine.
Was here last week.
If only you had a producer.
I know.
Shut it. I can do this.
We don't have a producer.
No, I had lunch with Matt today.
You did? Did he get that job?
Yeah, he's at H.H. Gregg.
Matt lives here now? I thought he moved away.
He God love him. Everything in his life started much later.
Yeah.
Than most they just got a house.
Right. Just got married before
Just got
that.
Married, so who knows? A kid might be coming along at some
I
point.
I thought he adopted one of those China babies.
You know who we're talking about?
Yeah, Matt.
Like of Matt and Jason.
Thompson Matthews. Sure, I know
right.
who I am.
Yeah, so we had lunch with a friend Jordan here.
Yeah.
And we ate it. We go to this place once every year and a half.
Right.
It's BD's Mongolian Barbecue.
Yeah.
I love that place.
It amazes me.
It's
every,
stunning.
Every time I'm there, I'm always amazed. It's still here.
Yeah, I am too. Because you're usually the only people in there.
Yeah, there's like 10 people in
yeah.
there. But they might. But that's just lunch. Evenings,
yeah, that's
weekends,
true.
They might kill it.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do they offer the option that you can tell them what you like and they'll take it and cook it and then bring it to you?
I think you got to make your
you
own
have
bowl.
To do it, right?
Make you
I think
to.
You got to do that.
You don't like that?
See, that's a weak link. If I want to cook myself, I'll stay home. But I love.
But you don't have all that stuff.
I love BD barbecue though, and it really gets hot too. And
no, no, it's all what you do to
the
it.
The key to the no, not the food, the restaurant with the fans and the big giant wheel of heat. That wheel of heat that they have in the middle of the
yeah, it's kind of warm.
I like it.
The key to the restaurant is the exhaust fan. That's the key.
They can have one or they don't have one.
Can you think of that place without an exhaust fan?
Yeah, that'd be a little rough.
Are you leaving?
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Okay.
Where's he going?
I don't know. Oh, pulling the door closed.
Oh, sorry. That might be my fault.
So you came. You went to lunch. You came back. What are you doing now?
I'm just editing the show I work for currently.
Currently.
What time is it? I might be right there with you.
No, I was going to say, I know you've been talking about Addie a lot lately.
Yeah.
And she really is one of the sweetest kids.
Yeah.
And I've never witnessed one of her seizures, which I can't imagine what that's like for you. And I have two very healthy girls, and I'm very thankful for that. But my wife, even, I think, when she was younger, she what's the hospital downtown for kids?
Riley.
My wife went to Riley, you know, when she was a little kid of sorts. I can't even remember what she had done, but she's such a sweetheart, Addie is. I just love it. Just when she comes here with you and just...
Yeah, she's just smiling the whole time.
I like that kids are smaller than me that will look up and smile, whereas right now, I don't get that. It's like... Emma's like eye to eye.
Yeah.
I'm not real.
And it's kind of on right now.
And she talks back.
It's kind of on right now, right? Yeah.
I'm in that boat with Max. We're eye to eye.
Is he getting there?
No, I mean, no, he's past.
I took him.
He's taller than me.
To the movies. Yeah. He's almost as fucking tall as I am.
No, he's not.
He a head shorter, maybe.
Well, he's at an 11 and a half right now.
Yeah, he wears an 11 and a half shoe.
Wow.
Yeah. And
what size you wear?
I just bought some
10s. Yeah.
No, 10 and a half. 10 and a half.
Solomons are beautiful shoes.
So,
no. You're going to like that shoe.
So Chick tells him, he's like, man, you get a little bit bigger. I got some shoes for you.
Oh, Chicky's going to load him up.
Yeah.
Actually, I found a size. I found a pair of 11s last night I bet wouldn't fit him.
Probably not.
Too small.
Mm-hmm. It's insane.
Yeah.
It is.
But we went to see Paddington Bear.
I've got to.
Yeah. No,
he wouldn't shut up about it. He hadn't even seen it yet.
Here's the thing. Go by yourself. I went on MLK Day, Martin Luther King Day. I feel bad saying MLK. That seems disrespectful. Martin Luther King Day, and it was jam.
Well, I was going to see American Sniper that day. I drove through the parking lot. I'm like, I'm not going in there.
Mm-mm.
But the only way I can figure out Paddington Bear is that there is an actual bear that talks and has a British accent.
Has he ever watched a movie, walked away, and go, I enjoyed that. I don't need to figure it out.
No.
I don't need to overanalyze the ending.
I'm way too into movies, and I don't know why I'm not.
But I love that you are, though.
And after Boyhood.
I know, because it's something normal, kind of.
And after Boyhood.
Yeah.
And after Boyhood, I know I could make a better movie.
Maybe that's why you love movies so much, because you want to do that.
Oh, I could do it.
You could.
I could direct.
He's so confident about it. I think that's why I love it.
I am sure.
He's not confident about anything else in his life.
I'm more sure of that than I am whatever the hell I did this morning.
Do you realize if
especially this morning?
Was it bad this morning?
Did you tell him? I texted her unsolicited.
I know.
And you and I hadn't texted for months.
No, Jason, what do I do when the show got... And the show went on around me, and it was fine, and I jumped in every now and then. But I lack the maturity to take these... And I don't want to say this because I sound like such an asshole, but it's the truth. I want to take these kids and go, look, you're not funny right now. You may be funny tomorrow, but you're not funny right now. Stop acting like you're fucking Richard Pryor.
Were they not funny?
Not that great.
Okay.
But it wasn't so much them.
Yeah.
Okay. It was the third piece that
that threw a wrench in it, probably.
Right.
We already talked about that.
But
too.
I tell you what.
And he's so mad right now, and I don't know at who. Let me tell you, if he hadn't been on the tour, it would have been.
He's mad at himself.
Here's the thing.
Fucking over, man.
I'm starting to teach people this, and they're getting it.
Ooh, I like to learn stuff.
And I think you might have this.
Okay.
It's his problem, it's not yours.
And you know what? I used to not have that, and I'm not.
It helps.
I'm not going to keep bringing this up and use it, but like you said, I have two healthy girls. You have two healthy girls, and when your kids are healthy, you know there's really dumb shit you get upset about. And now it's just like if somebody comes at me with something so unimportant, I'm like, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Perspective.
You have a good day.
You know what I get pissed off about right now?
Oh.
They're not in bed on time. I have been losing.
Is that your beef? That's your problem?
It is totally.
How old are they?
Oh, so 10 o'clock is fine?
How old are they?
Emma will be. If I brought Emma in here, you would lose it.
Yeah, I bet.
You would lose it. She'll be 14 in 2 months.
Did you guys do a Christmas card this year?
Yeah, we sent just a picture of the two of them.
Oh, I didn't.
You should have been on
it. But I thought I didn't get it because I didn't do a Christmas card.
No,
this year.
You should have been. Have you gotten them in the past? Let me ask you that.
Yeah.
Okay, then you should have been on it.
Okay.
Something must have happened.
Oh, we were gone that 2 weeks. Too.
Well, did the mail not come? Did not come that 2 weeks?
No. My sister got it, so Lord knows what happened.
Okay.
But Nigel sent the McGee's a Christmas card to my address this year.
Comma S.
Can I? Yep. Can I take a look at it at least? Can I get a look at it? The fake name and the fake house?
I thought it was sweet. It's funny.
Bless his heart, he's trying.
I know, I appreciated it.
More of a Christmas card than I got from Hoffy. Evidently, I'm not on that list.
I don't think your new address has ever been on
I've
that
I've been there
list.
For 3 years now, okay? We're
that's
on the
true.
Third year.
3 years.
Okay.
Starting of the third year.
Yeah, I was going to say, no, you just
okay,
now.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
But it's only been, yeah. No, so 14?
Almost 14 and 11, yeah.
So what time's their bed? 9?
It used to be, I tell you what, for years, 8:30.
Yeah.
And it would bleed and close in the night, but this year has just been...
Whatever you want to do.
It's been hell.
Lord of the Flies?
Part of it is if you don't keep an eye on the little one,
she'll
do stuff for like 20 minutes. And then that 20 becomes 30. Then you find, have you brushed your teeth? I saw you just half an hour. You were going to bed.
Yeah.
And then Emma's always got, you know, this and that. And granted, they dance in the evening. So sometimes they get a little late.
Right.
Not that I have done this before and all my kids are grown, but I can give you this advice. If any of them come up to you and go, I'm really sleepy. I think I'm going to bed. They're not going to bed.
Okay.
I can assure you of that.
Yeah. All right.
They're online. They got a TV. And I used to have a transistor radio under the covers and listen to Cincinnati Royals games. Oh, yeah.
We have no electronics in the bedroom.
You know who in my entire high school, entire sophomore, junior, senior year, you know who put me to bed every night?
Who?
Damon Bailey.
Gunner, overnights on Q95.
Oh, yeah.
You listen to Gunner?
Well, it was on. It was on. It's all I knew.
I,
1989,
I was
it wasn't that much good
music.
Let me
tell you something. When I was a kid, you know my background.
My
background, my mom and dad. It was, you know, WWE.
No, I don't know anything about your mom and dad. Why don't you tell us about it?
But when I was in seventh grade, I got my own TV in my own room, and it was on.
That's all you ever did?
So
seventh grade.
What year is this? This amazes me.
Hang on a second. Well, how old would I have been in seventh grade? I started
about
late.
11 or 12.
No, Max is 11.
68, 69.
12?
So, 57, 68, 69,
yeah, okay.
Somewhere
so
around.
So in 1969, you had a TV in your
own bedroom.
Room.
I have
that's
my TV
a,
in
that,
my own room.
You had to be one of the only kids
it
in
was
the
a,
county.
I never had a TV. I didn't have a TV in my own room
never
until I
a,
went to college.
13-inch black and white.
It wasn't mine. It was my roommate's.
Am I bothering you, too? This was like this morning. Holy shit. 13-inch black and white TV with rabbit ears.
Oh, my God.
And I would watch Johnny Carson and Dick Cavett and Joey Bishop and Monday Night Football until midnight because the Redskins were on. That's the only time I got to see them if they were on Monday Night Football. And... Yeah.
Can I play the role of Dr. Will here?
Cause
this is this makes sense because he's, you know, Chick, he's very, very high and there's lows. There's not a whole lot
it's
of middle.
Bipolar?
No, it's not bipolar.
I think that's a little aggressive.
But that's
I'm
how
not
his,
arguing, but it might
that's
be
how
aggressive.
His whole life was.
Always.
So he's watching Dick Cavett and all that, and he's on this amazing high, and then you have to deal with
and
his
then
family.
You turn the TV off and
then it's
turn that fucking shit down. Stuff like that.
Did they curse at you like that?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
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 I was going to tell him earlier. Actually, I said it to you this week, I think. Today was the exception. I wasn't on the board, by the way.
Right, yeah.
All week, he's been great.
Yeah, I thought so.
He's really been, regardless of who's where.
Yeah.
I made a list, and I can't go down everything.
And he knows I don't kiss anyone's ass.
I can't go down everything.
But he was great all week.
Good.
But it was the perfect storm today. There was shit happening everywhere, and it's like, oh, my God.
Is that what just walked by?
And that, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does this make sense? Does that make sense?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I couldn't. And there was, how do I put this? How do I put this in a nice way? There was no relief off air either. So I couldn't
the brakes
just sit here.
Okay, gotcha.
And like, can I ask, I don't understand that.
I don't either. He's very sensitive. Like this room, he just becomes ultra sensitive.
You know what? Especially in this room. Especially in this room.
You just had a little black something right there. Sorry.
Anyway, here's the funniest story that happened to me this week. And you guys will go, I'm surprised that hasn't happened a lot. You know, I switched vets.
Veterinarians?
No, I'm a CN guy was in Iraq. No, I switched veterinarians to take care of the girls, okay?
This is the third time you've switched vets.
No, it's only the second time.
You've only had that one dog 2 years.
It's three. It's the third time.
I don't want to.
Which makes it the fourth time for Ruby.
I don't want to say.
Because he doesn't like the vet nurses that
answer
the phone.
They're too nosy. They're nosy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is your wife coming? Are you doing it just because they want to hit on you because they like you?
Do you like it when I do this to them?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
You're doing the cradle the balls motion. Here's the point. I don't want to say who this involved, but I used to go to Fisher's Veterinary on Allisonville.
Allisonville,
north of 116th Street. And they got a little too nosy. So I switched over to Parkside Pets, so right by my house.
Mm-hmm.
Right by the Arby's.
Uh-huh.
So I can get them. They love the curly fries. And then they get in the cars because I'll say curly fries, and they don't know they're going to the vet. They think they're going to go get curly fries. And then I slide the vet visit in.
Mm-hmm.
So I get an email from the old vet on Monday.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Monkey's due for this. Ruby's due for this. You better come in. I call them. I go, yeah, I need to come in and get them, thinking it's the current vet that I'm calling.
Oh, you made a mistake.
Yeah, well, let's set up an appointment. Yeah, let's do it. Bing, bang, boom. I go set up the appointment with the old vet. I show up
at
the new vet thinking my appointment.
Oh, no.
And bless their hearts, I'm there yesterday afternoon. And
did they make time?
Yes, they did.
Wow.
And I announced to everyone, I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. That's the problem. And they were very kind.
So did you ever call the old one and say, sorry, I didn't come?
No.
They called me at, my appointment was for 4:45. They called me at 5, wanting to know where I was. Not only didn't I answer, I blocked their number.
Are you serious?
What do you think of that?
Did you sleep with one of these girls?
No.
Because that sounds like some breakup shit right there. What is that?
When I break up with a vet, I don't...
I guess.
You know, they're sliding the email in. That's sinister, right?
No, because if you didn't officially withdraw from the old vet, then they're still going to call you.
What are you talking about? What do you mean officially withdraw? I told them I was going to a new vet. The new vet asked for their files. What am I supposed to do? Letter of intent?
Right.
Yeah,
just like I'm declaring for football or basketball, I got to sign a new letter of intent with a new vet?
I think so.
I did the similar thing. It's same intersection, 116th and Allisonville. I've never gone to one of those foot massage places that do like
this.
A whole body thing. Mm. And
oh,
so my wife
God.
And I did
I
this.
Don't want to hear about it.
And I called the one place.
Yeah.
And said, we'll be there at 3. Awesome. So we go, and they're like, we don't have, but we can get you in.
Right.
And I'm like, but I talked to a lady, blah, blah, blah. Turned out I called the other place, and the place I showed up with, yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah.
So we went out to the car and go, I don't like the feel of this.
Mm-mm.
So they tried to shyster me.
Oh,
or not me, but trying to shyster the other place.
Yeah, instead of telling you that there's another place you could have got mixed
up
with.
My wallet's gone. My wallet's gone. That's from Seinfeld. Sorry.
Mm.
So that was my week.
I know I said this on the last podcast, but Max is into Seinfeld. It just happened.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
No, but he sat down and started. He goes, what is this?
He did. He goes, what is this? He goes, so he is not, he doesn't play somebody on this show. I was like, yeah, honey, it's roughly based on his life.
Yeah.
He lives in the city and he's a comedian. And I said, yeah.
That's a thing? You can do that?
Yeah, he was just like, because all he ever talks about is how he's going to move to the city.
Oh,
so,
okay.
And then.
What
city? He hasn't specified.
Shelbyville, maybe.
He also said something
that's
about.
That's a local joke.
Very funny.
Okay.
So he also said something about, if I want to be a computer programmer, I'll probably end up on the West Coast, and I'll probably meet a girl there, and we'll probably get married, and if her family's there, then we might stay. Is that okay?
Okay, now wait a minute. In my defense of what I know about the situation, he's approaching this in the exact correct way.
Right.
Like 10 years out. That's perfect.
She needs that.
Getting ready for this about 10. Actually, he might be a little late preparing you.
Yeah, and I was just like,
and you got a little misty and said, excuse me, I'm going to the bathroom.
I said, honey, if you move to California, you stay.
You know what he does.
Go to all the places. Well,
and part of the thing is you gotta teach them, hey, it's your life.
Yeah, for sure.
That way they take ownership of it and they feel a little more proud about it.
Yeah,
you know?
So, and they're not looking for mom and dad.
He's not going to move to California.
No, he doesn't.
Likely.
I hope he travels. I hope maybe he moves there for a little while.
Right.
But I hope by the time if he has children that he comes back. And he's 11.
Gamma Jess.
No.
So anyway.
Oh, Gigi? Oh, what is it? The Italian?
Nona.
No, but you know what he does now? He got
Nona.
I picked him up for the movie, and we get in the car, and we're driving down the road, and he goes, so, you know Jim Gaffigan?
Know him.
And I know, yeah, a little bit. And he goes, oh, man, that bit he does about Bibbidi Bobbidi Bacon, that is funny stuff. And he's like, Max!
Yeah, that's sweet.
Yeah, it was great. It was really good.
So anyway, I came in here to tell Jess, love your kids.
Thanks. I love them too.
And there's a lot of equipment in here that wasn't in here before, but apparently it's great.
Apparently the sound quality is completely different.
He told me earlier in the week.
The XLR, instead of the the XLR is much better. And I can record it on my computer now. I finally figured out GarageBand. After how
now
many podcasts?
Now it's pretty easy. You just need to figure out how to upload the podcast.
Yeah, and cut fucking Spangle or Sprinkle or whatever the fuck his name is out of our lives.
He's a good guy.
You know I'm joking,
what,
right?
What joke is that? And cut him out of our... Oh, that's a Donnie Baker joke.
Turn it, like, tap it, and shut
him out
of
our
lives.
Yeah.
By the way, did you hear about the new intern this week?
We got a new intern?
She's 6'2"? No, she's like 5. Says she's 5'10", 5'11".
But she's in my room a lot of times, and I would come in during the breaks. And one day, hell, it was like the second day last week, I come in to edit stuff during the break, and Spangle, Vibbert, and Doran are all in there. And I walk in, I'm like, okay, guys, there's a girl.
Is she cute?
Yeah, she's a cute gal. Yeah, real tall. She's fun. She has a nice personality.
So
yeah, they're
this
all.
This place is like a fucking bank if you're not sitting in this room, okay? So if there's
it's
like
a little
someone
bit.
To talk
kind of,
to.
Yeah. Pretty boring, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, love you guys.
Love you.
Back to your regular schedule.
You know, now
podcast.
That we now that we record it this way, maybe you could come in and be on the podcast now.
I just did it. I did like 100 of them with you.
Yeah. Governor Beaverhead. That's who said
he brought
like
him, he brought him up this week.
You did?
Yeah.
He looks like
off
a,
the air.
Oh, there's a guy who works for Channel 13 here locally that used to work for a newspaper. His sports might be his.
Yes.
He reminded me of Governor Beaverhead when he was reporting.
Oh, really?
The Patriot kind of looked like Governor Beaverhead holding the mic. Yeah. He doesn't.
No.
Oh.
BK.
Oh, okay.
Boring.
Yeah, I like his I like his columns.
Yeah. You know what I don't want to ever hear ever again?
Go.
Deflategate.
How about Balghazi?
I haven't heard Balghazi.
I don't get that. Is that a hashtag? Who's doing that?
No, that's like the whole thing that happened overseas with Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yes.
It's a playoff of that.
Okay,
that one didn't take. No. I saw that a few times early. That one didn't take.
There's nothing sadder than something trying to get off the ground and doesn't go.
Oh, God. Didn't the pretty boy, the Brady, did he reference ISIS?
Yes. Because this isn't ISIS, people.
He did.
Nobody's dead or something like that. I'm like, dude, you need to be quiet now. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, everybody does that in some form.
What?
Deflate balls. Get them worked on. Scuff them up.
You think so?
Yes.
Everybody.
But every team.
But also, do you think that the NFL likes to have an enemy? They like that everybody hates the Patriots?
Oh,
it takes the heat off them, right?
Well, part of it was like, you didn't need to do it. Everyone already dislikes the Patriots.
Right.
But yeah, they're really stoking the fire.
My favorite thing is... being a lifelong liar. My favorite thing is when so they go at half, they come out and they go, well, we replaced all the deflated balls at halftime. So they basically said,
we did it.
I know I was lying.
Uh-huh.
But I'm telling you the truth now.
Right.
I don't want you to We all are sad. I was lying. We know. Mm-hmm. Let's just
I had a similar situation. My sister broke my ottoman while she was house sitting.
Did she fess up to that yet?
So what happened? Yeah, this is what happened.
I love this story.
Her and my mom's stories were so identical that it was clear. Like, the details were so not necessary, the ones that were identical, that I was like, okay. So, so then I go back and forth with her. I don't know anything about the ottoman. I don't know about this. I don't know about this. So then I spun it and I said, Jenny, I'm really proud of you for being here this week and taking care of the dog. And she took down all of my Christmas decorations and packed it up, drug my tree.
Wow.
Yeah, drug my tree out to the burn pile, everything. Did a lot of nice things, right? I said, I'm really proud of
Let
you.
Let me guess
you,
what she said.
That you did. Hold on, that Look, you did all these things. No.
I really
and I said,
to-
I really appreciate it. It's not a big deal. Don't worry about the ottoman. And she goes, you're welcome, and I'm really sorry about the
That's why she did all those things. Yes, yeah.
Oh, I just wish that she would have just said it was nothing. It was not a big deal.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, love you guys. Fun.
Bye, love you.
Sorry to interrupt.
Bye, no. Hoffy. Come back anytime. What's Jason Offsets, everyone?
Jason.
Oh, t-shirts. We've got new t-shirts coming. I haven't completed that yet.
I have a new t-shirt.
What's happening?
Ready?
Yeah. Oh my God. Where'd you get that?
Cafe Press.
It's off the air with a sombrero.
I know.
What's the sombrero signify?
I don't know, but I got a free t-shirt with an order, so I just made my own.
What other t-shirt did you, what bunch of t-shirts did you order?
My daughter's a big fan of Lemonade Head. It's a Disney movie.
It's called Lemonade Head?
Yeah. It's Lemonade Mouth.
Well, see, now I like those, but Lemonade Monday late.
I just realized I'm wearing a white t-shirt with a black bra.
It's very hot.
That's disgusting.
So we need to go over there Monday afternoon and look at the new shirts if we can do that, like, late.
Okay. Do you have a new design, or are we going to go with the same design?
We're going old school. We're going back to the old girls,
microphone,
girls
or the
shirt,
hashtag OTA.
Hashtag OTA, chickmcgee.com on the front. Mm-hmm. On the back, flip it over. It's got at the Jess Expo, at chickmcgee1, and then down by the butt crack, it says, I heart Jess.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
That's fucking stupid.
Why?
Are you serious?
People are going to love that.
On women's? Whose idea was
Women's
that?
Women's and guys.
Who did you talk to about
Me.
This?
Me. It was my idea.
No,
you're honest.
You shouldn't be left alone with your ideas.
Well, it's not going forward yet. Maybe we should. I'm open to talk about it.
Maybe just get one for you. This is I heart just on the butt crack. On the butt crack?
Where do you want it? On the
breast?
I don't
want it anywhere. I want it in their hearts. If you love me, keep it to yourself.
How about that? In a little tiny print.
I'm talking directly to you, buddy.
If you love it, keep it to yourself. Shut the hell up about it, will you? No, but we need to go over there. Very nice to me and the people at
she's great.
PRN. Well, she's changed.
Oh, it's not her anymore.
Carla? I'm not sure who the heck it is. What? I think that's her name.
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
I would only talk to her on the phone. I'm not sure. Oh. Could be.
I don't know.
All right.
Well, this was fun.
This was something else, wasn't it?
I think we should order some of my t-shirts.
I like those.
And then we can, like, randomly put them in somebody. Like, if you order a t-shirt from us, you could get a random Jess sombrero shirt for free.
Well, there needs to have something on there about.
No, I just like this. Because you know what I think of every time I put it on? Off the air. The castle and the palace got a crib in the
city. I said to get you something nice. Let's do this. There we go.
That was so fun.
Thank you for listening to the Off the Air podcast. Tell all your friends. Down your back cheeks, give me a kiss. And, hit that donate button a little bit, will you?
And thanks to everybody who already has.
And thanks to everybody who already has. Evidently, we've got to buy like six or seven different shirts now. One with a sombrero.
You know what? This will come from the Jess Fund. Okay, I don't need your help.
How about a sombrero, a fez, all kinds of different hats?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jess.
You're welcome.